Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents American Treasures, the secret efforts to save the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Gettysburg Address, by Stephen Puglio, narrated by Eric Michael Summerer. Author's Note. In 2014, my family sold the home in which my parents had raised my siblings and me. My dad had passed away several years earlier, and after managing the house by herself for a time, Mom had moved into a more carefree and far less lonely independent living arrangement. My brother, my sister, and I went through the long process that millions of children endure as they prepare the family homestead for sale, reliving memories, organizing and cleaning, deciding what stays and what goes. As we reached the completion of our melancholy task, I wandered through the near-empty house and made my way downstairs to our basement playroom for one final check. There I noticed, taped high on the wall, where it had hung for nearly 40 years, the facsimile of the Declaration of Independence that my parents had purchased during the American Bicentennial in 1976. It was the engrossed copy that most Americans are familiar with, inked in calligraphy style with a fine hand, the bold and oversized "In Congress, July 4th, 1776," at the top, followed by "The Unanimous Declaration of the 13 United States of America." The word "united" was deliberately lowercase, merely a descriptive adjective at the time, not the first word in the name of a new country. The word "states" was far more important and capitalized for emphasis. Beneath the body text were the signatures of the founders, a who's who of American history: John Adams, Thomas Jefferson.